Welcome back to TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. On today's agenda, we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of The Bachelor, season 25, episode 2, to be exact. And we have a special segment for Victoria, aka the Queen. If you haven't seen this episode just yet, then listen at your own expense, because I'm just gonna be spoiling. Now, The Bachelor starts with a girl with a rose having a fit. She's fainting, but we'll talk about that a little bit more later. I know last episode I said I was a big fan of Abigail. Well, now I'm still a big fan of Abigail, but I'm also a big fan of Mari. Sarah, she's making it to the list. The way Sarah spoke so vulnerably with Matt on their date had me so sad, learning about her dad and everything. But it shows how serious she is and her intentions in this process. I really liked how Matt acknowledged her sacrifices and that she opened up at the beginning of the relationship. I feel like they're gonna get really close. I can't imagine how Sarah gone through what she's gone through, how she held up with it. I can't imagine. But if you are someone who can relate to knowing someone with this disease, I would recommend Zoe's Extraordinary playlist, because they do touch up on the topic a lot. So Sarah and Abigail are really making true and genuine connections with Matt. And I am hoping they can keep the magic of this journey alive, despite all ongoing drama. But it is kind of annoying that in the start of the episode, they show Sarah fainting. And also at the end of it, they show Sarah fainting. That made it seem like in this episode, episode 2, Will's gonna find out whether she's okay or not. I don't know why they made it seem that way. I really thought I was gonna get that information. But regardless, I hope she's okay. I hope she can continue. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. Now, let's talk about Victoria, aka I'm the Queen. End quote. Now, before we start on this part of this episode, I would just like to start off by saying, don't get me wrong, I do feel like she could be a cool girl in a different setting. Not in a room full of captivating, elegant, educated, sophisticated women. No, I'm not gonna speak for her, but from her actions, from what I'm seeing, it looks like she's threatened by these women. So she sticks out like a sore thumb. It is my opinion that she feels very insecure and her actions are showing it a lot. Like a lot. Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's because I don't necessarily like Victoria because of her actions. At first, you know, I love the whole I'm the queen, her walking up there, he's her king. I love that at first. And then her actions started to give me a different outlook on her. So, was it just me, or did anyone else feel as if there would have been so much drama on the group date because Victoria's name was called? And if you thought this, you wasn't wrong. Because during the photo shoot, instead of waiting her turn, she walks into someone else's photo shoot. Like, that's not cool. I just hope that Matt saw how messed up that was. And wasn't it Mari? Because during the photo shoot, it was Mari she interrupted for her pictures to be taken. But wasn't it also Mari in the first episode that she interrupted to talk to Matt for the second time? I just hope Matt sees how Victoria's acting. And you know what? I think he's starting to, because during the photo shoot, he looked very uncomfortable because at the end of the day, Victoria forced it on him. She should have just waited her turn, like everybody else. And that wasn't even the worst part. That wasn't even the worst thing that happened. The worst came when she brought up what happened between her and Marilyn. Now, I obviously wasn't there. The camera people wasn't there, because if they were, then we would see it. We would see what really happened. She's obviously talking about a different situation behind closed doors. But I agree with everything the girls said in response to the situation. I don't feel Victoria should have went to Matt first. I felt like the person she should have went to go confront is Marilyn herself. Then if that don't work, you know, there's other options, other routes you could take. All I'm saying is that Victoria has an agenda and she don't like Marilyn for nothing. So even if she don't like her, that was a low blow. That was a low blow. Especially when Marilyn came to talk to her and would be like, okay, so I hear that you had some misconceptions of me, so let's get this straight. And Victoria walks away. With moments like that, I get a very intense tension between me and my mute button on my remote while Victoria speaks. Because now she's just annoying. This is obviously a big group of women who got so much to offer. Let's Victoria Reign of Terror end. And let's make it end soon. Please. So add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings about what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. And that concludes today's segment. I'm your host, Sherlandy Lewis, and this is the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.